Thank you for listening to the Pentecostals of West Houston podcast, where we are spirit-filled and spirit-led. Join us live at powh.org.
Let's stand to our feet if we're not doing so thus far, and let's praise God right now and give Him glory and honor both now and forevermore. What a gracious God we serve. What a lovely God we serve. And it's so good to have His presence here today. Father, we ask that You be lifted up in our midst this afternoon. We ask that our eyes be opened up, the eyes of understanding that the Apostle Paul talked about. We want to see Your glory this new year, on this new decade that we're embarking in 2020, because we believe with all of our heart that You are working in our world right now, presently, as we speak, You are at work. And in all of that, we want to see the wonderful works of the Lord done here in this local assembly. Be with us today. Give us a Kairos moment, a divine intervention of Your power and Your spirit. Show us Your glory, for Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let the church say amen. Good to have all of our friends, our guests that are with us today. And we receive that from the Lord right now. We receive that. Let's lift up our hands and let's worship the Lord right now. And I think what she's trying to communicate to you today is that same God that she knows you can know. The same God that healed her body can heal your body. The same God that touched her can touch you. The same work He did for her, He can do it for you. Oh. Don't you feel the Holy Ghost here today? I feel the Lord here right now. I feel the Holy Ghost here right now. That's one of those Kairos moments. That's one of those divine interventions. I want all of our guests to know that, yes, we do have a sense of order. We do have a sense of everything is to be done in the house of God in decency and in order. But there is times that we just take a Selah and let God just do whatever God wants to do. That's just the bottom line. I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Taking your Bibles in hands to all of our guests, our friends, I hate to say guests because sometimes, or let me rephrase that, I hate to say the word visitors because sometimes you can get the knock at the door and no pun intended, but the little youngster is there at the door selling cookies or something another, and that's a guest, but or a visitor. But when we say guest, that means that you are invited, you are welcomed. We want all of our guests to feel like that you are a part of this church family, and we want you here, and we appreciate your presence here today. I do I want to encourage you to continue to pray for the Anderson family. Sister Anderson's grandfather is on hospice care right now, and her father flew in from the nation of Israel to be there with his dad. And we are just waiting this thing out at this point to see when God is ready to move in that situation the way that God chooses to move. And so let's remember the Anderson family. Also, I need you to especially be mindful of my father. This has been a very, very trying week for him this week. This morning he is not feeling good again. There's a lot of nausea associated with what's going on with him right now, and dad is just starting to get real weak in his body. And we are praying that the divine will of God will just simply be done. And very hard for me to say that, but that's where we are at this point. And I want you to understand this, that in no means is squelching none of our faith. In fact, it is causing us to have great resolve in our faith toward our God. This meaning to me is becoming brighter and brighter. To be absent from this body means to be present with the Lord. And I just need you to pray for her, my mother, pray for my father, pray for my wife, pray for our entire family, that the Lord will strengthen us during this time. And then also that we will continue to move in this vein and realm. I want to share some very good news. What was the unit that you was in last week? Wind unit last week. When Brother Strange, Sister Strange left the wind unit last week, they had already received news that three had received the Holy Ghost, and then they had to leave. He did get a follow-up call from Brother Don Grigsby, or is reported back from him, from Brother Grigsby, who is the Texas District Prison Administrator, Administrator and Coordinator. All together, 12 last Sunday received the Holy Ghost in the wind unit. And the report from Brother Grigsby was there were folks that were laid out on the floor speaking in tongues. God filled them with the Holy Ghost. Yesterday, Brother and Sister Strange went to a women's facility, and it is called the Merlin unit. And would you believe 17 brand new people received the Holy Ghost yesterday morning at the Merlin unit? 29 people in 7 days have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's a Kairos thing. That is a Kairos thing. And so, how many is ready to take a journey in the Word here for the next few moments? God bless you. In your Bibles, if you will turn, we will be reading this morning out of the Gospel according to Luke chapter 9, the ninth chapter of Luke. I do want to reiterate what Brother Tuluxin just told you about our small groups. We believe that this is a divinely ordained thing of the Lord. If you are not able to get in the group that you want to get into, please be patient with us, and you will get around to that in the next couple of months, because we will be rotating them out. This is going to be something that is, I promise you, is going to cause us to be cohesive and adhesive to one another, and cause us to be unified and pulled together as never before as a church body. And look into the meaning of these groups, walkie-talkie. You need to discover what walkie-talkie means. That's not really talking about something that you hold in your hand, but it's a walking group, and they're going to be talking while they're walking, and they're going to be having a great time in that. You need to look at some of these other groups that we have going. Anybody interested in learning how to cook Caribbean food and some of those kind of things? There's just a lot of things that are going on that's going to be very interesting, and you will probably find something in there that you can relate to. And if you don't, it's like Brother Deluxe said, come and see him, and we'll see what we can do to try to accommodate you the best that we can. Luke chapter 9, verse 28. It came to pass about 8 days after these sayings that he took Peter and James and John and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistening. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elijah, or Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he would accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter, when they were with him, were heavy with sleep. And I want you to see this. And when they were awake, that came out to me yesterday in a way that I have not looked at this before. And when they were awake, they saw his glory. And these two men that stood with him. We have been challenged by the Holy Spirit since the new year on our watch night service, just 12 days into the new year. We have talked about times and seasons. We talked about times being chronos or chronon. It is where we get our word chronological. And then we also talked about seasons, which is kairos, which is a divinely interrupted time where God moves into chronos time and inserts his divine prerogative. And our subject has been to this moment, don't miss your season. It's your season to be blessed. The scripture said in Luke 9 and 32, and when they were awake, they saw his glory. My subject, wake up. Don't miss his glory. Wake up. Don't miss his glory. I wonder if you could put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Does anybody understand that he deserves our highest praise and our highest worship that we can give to him? The highest and the best. Come on, the highest and the best. Oh. God bless you, and you may be seated. Solemnly and slowly, with his index finger extended, it is said that Napoleon Bonaparte outlined a great stretch of ground that was on a map that he was looking at. Made this all too famous statement, let her sleep. For when she awakens, she will shake the world. That sleeping giant that he was referring to was the nation of China. In the realm of the spirit, Satan growls, fire belching from his teeth. And he points at the church that God has allowed me to pastor for the past 25 years this May. He points to her with fear in his eyes, thinking all the while of this local church's unmeasured potential. And he says, let the church sleep. If she awakens, she will shake her city. If she awakens, she will shake her world. I stand to tell you this morning that there is nothing more powerful on this planet than a unified church. Let me redo that again. There's nothing more powerful than a unified church. And let me just give you a clue. If somebody else is clapping their hands, that's the reason for you to clap your hands right there, right there. That's called unity. Matthew 16 and 16, Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The church is greater than any demonic power. The church is greater than any cultural power. The church is greater than any political power. The church possesses the power of Jesus Christ, for it is his body of Christ in this earth. And whatever he did while he was here on earth, the church can do today. Come on, I need help here. I need help here. I would much rather have a Pentecostal hallelujah than a denominal shaking your head at me. I said, what the church, what Jesus did on this earth in the flesh, the church can do in 2020, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so it is, I feel more than anything else, he fears the apostolic church of this hour. I am convinced that she is that sleeping giant that hell fears the most. I wish I had a praying and a praising church this morning. Shout back at your neighbor right now. Look over at him right now and say, "Don't wake up, don't miss your season." Come on, tell him again, wake up, don't miss his glory. The devil sings lullabies, tiptoes by this church, hoping that we will not awaken to the latent potential, the power that resides inside of this local assembly. I think somebody needs to shout, wake up, Samson. The Philistines are upon me. That's really what needs to happen. Somebody needs to shake yourself real good and say, wake up. The Philistines are upon you. Let her pray one more time that the Holy Ghost will shake this church just one more time. Just as Samson prayed, God, move on me one more time. The church needs to be praying one more time, God, move on me one more time. Come on, we need a Holy Ghost shake up. We need a Holy Ghost stirring up. We need a divine interjection of Chronos time that has been injected with Kairos time. God can move in a divine moment in chronological time. Cut it on one end, cut it on the other, and insert His glory right in the middle of all of that. I don't know about what you're feeling, but let me tell you what I'm feeling. Something is moving in the realm of the normal and the mundane with something that is explosive, something that is powerful, something that is potent, something that is pungent. God is ready to move in Kairos time in 2020. Can somebody believe me when I tell you I'm talking about an uncontrollable outbreak of the Holy Ghost? I don't know what that does for you, but that does something for me. 29 received the Holy Ghost in the prison unit in the past 7 days. That does something for me. Somebody said, well, I'm going to get excited when I see hundreds getting the Holy Ghost. I beg your pardon. If you can't get excited over one getting the Holy Ghost, you'll never get excited about thousands getting the Holy Ghost. The problem is not God. The problem is us. We need to shake ourselves like Samson shook himself and say, wake me up, God. Wake me up. Is there anybody in this room that's willing to give up and let Jesus take over? I like what the songwriter wrote. He wrote it like this: I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire. I wish somebody's soul would. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire. I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire, burning with the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, what Houston, Texas needs right now is a burning, red-hot, Holy Ghost-filled church. A red-hot Holy Ghost church. So it is today. I've come to this pulpit to arouse and to awaken the sleeping giant. Listen to this. Let me give you just a few points and then we're going to move on. I've come to wake up today in 2020 at the very outset of this new year. I've come to awaken the sleeping giant of prayer and fasting. The greatest fear that the devil has is the church wakes up and learns the purpose and the power and the potential and the productivity of Holy Ghost praying and Holy Ghost fasting. Mind you, I didn't say just skipping meals. I said Holy Ghost fasting. Fasting with purpose. Fasting with meaning. Fasting for a reason. What's your reason? Just to walk with Him means everything to me. We have touched on it. We have touched it. We're not there yet, but we have touched on it for the past 5 years straight, every Monday night, except for holidays. But I'm afraid, and that is our family Monday night prayer meeting, but I am afraid that some have allowed it to fall fast asleep in your life. How do you say that? The decline in the attendance. I need to wake up and understand this is my season. This is my season to be blessed. I need to wake up to prayer and fasting in my life. I need to wake up to the fact that I need to pray like I've never prayed. I need to fast like I've never fasted before. I need to get a hold of God. Come on, Holy Ghost, let the alarm clock go off and wake me up to my need of thee. I'm telling you, the greatest thing that I can do for my world, the greatest thing that I can do for my church, the greatest thing that I can do for my family is pray, 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 fast, 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 fast. Fast and get a hold of God. If there's anything that the devil fears and despises more than anything else, it's a praying, fasting church. So I rise today to summons the Pentecostals of West Houston. We need to go back to our knees, back to our closets, back to our prayer time, and once more, get a hold of the horns of the altar and pray till hell quivers and hell shakes. Did you catch that one? We need to pray till hell quivers and hell shakes. When's the last time you prayed until hell quivered and hell shook? Can I say it like this? We need to pray until the traffic of distractions that the devil has brought into this church stops. Demons depart. Diseases are delivered. You say, how can you say that when your dad is in his condition? I'll tell you how I can say that. I'll say it just like I just now said it. We need to pray until these diseases depart. I don't care what the doctor says is incurable. With God, all things are possible. And God can step in at a Kairos moment and do what doctors cannot even believe can be done. Come on, help me right now by putting your hands together. Let's wake up to the power of prayer and fasting in 2020 at POWH. Come on, can somebody help me today? Let's wake up to the power, the potential of prayer and fasting. Come on, look over at somebody right now and very sincerely tell them, if you want more in God than you've ever had before, then you need to pray and fast more than you've ever prayed and fast before. If you want more, pray more. If you want more, fast more. If you will get more, hey, you're not going to get more doing the same thing that you did in 2019. I wish I had my eraser. How do you... Oh, I love that, Brother Bing. How do you think you're going to get more in 2020 if you're doing the same thing that you've done in 2019? Some of you are already starting 2020 off the same way that you ended in 2019. You can't do the same thing. You got to do something different. You got to pray more. You got to fast more. You got to read your Bible more. You got to dedicate more. You got to come to church more. You got to dedicate your life more. I don't know about you, but there it is right there. 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 That goes 2019 right there. Come on, 2020 is right here, right now. 2020 is here right now. I'm ready to do more in 2020. Come on, I wish you could tell somebody that is a declaration of faith. Just like we do that declaration on that board. I wish you would turn around and make a declaration to somebody and mean what you're saying. I'm ready to do more in 2020 than I've ever done before for God. Because I want the devil to hear me right now. You haven't heard my greatest prayer yet. I haven't prayed my greatest prayer yet. You're fixing to hear a revival prayer come out of me like you've never heard come out of me. You're fixing to hear a prayer come out of me that you've never heard come out of me, devil. You're fixing to see something come out of me that you've never seen come out of me. Come on, turn around and slap somebody a good high five, just as loud and big as you can do it. Tell them, wake up prayer, wake up prayer, wake up prayer.